This is Ian Newton-Plessard in association with Benz Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with Guildford City manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost 2-1 to Knapp Hill. After the game, you were saying that you were disappointed with the performance. The fans thought we played really well. What disappointed you about the game, considering that we were leading? Did we lose the game because we lost control or just concentration?
I'm disappointed with the result. I'm disappointed with the fact that we should be out of sight. We should be 4 goals easy, certainly 2. You know, some of the things, you know, everyone says about how we play and stuff, it's irrelevant. If we're not going to score goals, then, you know, obviously we're not going to win games. But what disappointed me was the way we gave away the 2 goals we gave away. They didn't really, if I can recall, apart from literally the 2 strikes that they had that we've literally gifted them, I don't think they had another shot. They probably had, what, 3 corners in the game? It's, you know, it's down to us. It's down to us. They're prepared to do what they've got to do, not to lose, and all credit to them for that. And in the end, win, all credit to them for that. But it's down to us. We're naive and we've got a lot to learn and we've got to learn fast. But having said that, you know, I like watching the way we play, as supporters do, so I don't want anyone to be over sort of zealous in terms of, oh, Cole's never happy. You know, I'm frustrated for them, the players, you know, but they've got to learn fast.
You are right that in that first half we should have been away. Before they scored, I mean, they'd had no chances at all, and it's just that lack of finishing.
Yeah, and unfortunately that's the way it is, but we've got some special wingers that all play up front. We have, you know, we haven't got a forward. Most people know that, and we have to, you know, and obviously when you've got wingers, they tend to do lots of skillful things and sometimes just too much, rather than the next ball that might make the difference. But then we get strikes on goal that we got to finish, and, you know, all we can do is just keep going, hopefully go into the next game, hopefully next time we're in this situation we do take our chances, and then we'll be out of sight.
As you say, we're not taking those chances, and unfortunately we're not higher in that league table, which I think our players have shown that we are good enough for there, but it's just not finishing the games or getting the points that we deserve because we're not finishing it.
Yeah, that's true, but it's still early in the season and there's a long way to go. There's a long time for us to get those finishes, and maybe players might come in that can help us do that. As long as we keep playing the way we're playing and getting better at what we do, then obviously we'll have to create even more chances, obviously, to score.
Lots of home games coming up. We've got a derby against Westfield on Wednesday in the Surrey Senior Cup, and then it's a big game in FA Vard's first round against Arundel.
Yeah, very hard game Wednesday. Obviously, we know what's coming. Local derby, Westfield step 4 going quite well. I know they lost today, but they lost to a strong side anyway in Hamworth. But yeah, we'll have our work cut out to compete with them, but we will compete with them. And then obviously next Saturday, let's take nothing for granted. Arundel won at Balham in the last round, and there's no gimmies. As we saw today, we should have won today and we didn't. So, you know, we'll just take the next game and see how we get on.
Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks, Ian.